a huge thanks to both Dean Bell and Carol Stryker for coming on and giving us that masterclass in navigating the M&A market. Whether you just finished the full episode and you want a quick recap, or you're just now tuning in for the highlights on the bottom line, let me summarize what my key takeaways were from the conversation. Number one, the M&A market feels like it's at a real inflection point. After years of compound volatility and uncertainty, dealmakers are no longer waiting for this storm to pass. They've learned to navigate it, and that's coming through in the data. The market is heating up. Buyers are ready to spend, and sellers are starting to test the waters. But don't expect the return to the deal fever of 2021 just yet. Buyers are much more disciplined now, and they're using every tool in their toolkit, from AI in diligence to sophisticated scenario modeling, to get comfortable with today's risks. And the result? The bar for what constitutes a good deal, it's simply much higher than it was a few years ago. My second takeaway for buyers, value creation is much easier said than done. This one really struck me, the fact that our research shows that over half of all deals actually destroy rather than create value for shareholders. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. And what we've learned is that the companies who do deals regularly consistently outperform their peers, especially in periods of high uncertainty. They're the ones who beat that 57% failure rate. And they do it by following a playbook. They have strong conviction in a crystal clear deal thesis, which drives everything they do from diligence to integration. It all ties back. And it's proof that M&A is a skill that can be honed. As Dean put it, it's about treating M&A as a continuous core business capability, not a one-off event. And finally, for sellers, proactive preparation is paramount. Try saying that five times fast. In today's market of all these disciplined buyers, the most successful sellers are the ones who are treating the pre-sale period as a value creation opportunity in itself. It's not just about doing mock diligence to find your flaws anymore. It's about proactively optimizing the business, realizing operational efficiencies, and managing your portfolio so that you're selling from a position of strength. The goal is to present an asset that's not just ready for sale, but is already performing at its best. And that proactive work is what protects your valuation and ultimately controls the narrative. I'm Nick Tricarci, and this has been The Bottom Line. If you want more data-driven insights on M&A, I highly, highly recommend checking out our M&A dance study that we referred to throughout the episode. It really is fantastic. I put the link in the show notes. And please be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and reach out if there's topics you want to tackle in the future, or if you're in the middle of a deal and you're looking for some advice. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you later.